My dear boys and girls, hello and welcome back to this brand new story and new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I'm so sorry, I've been out of action for a while due to COVID, but I'm back now and I promise to continue to bring you many new and interesting stories. Since the festival of Holi is just around the corner, I thought we would resume our journey of stories with a story full of colors. I hope you enjoy it. It was a nice sunny morning on the farm, and most of the animals were enjoying the warm and comfortable sunshine after a few months of bitterly cold winter. The animals all lived together in a nice and cozy barn and were well taken care of. One corner of the barn belonged to the black bull, which was the strongest and largest animal on the farm. Another corner was occupied by a graceful white stallion who lived there with his other family members. All the other animals on the farm shared the rest of the space and lived in harmony. The black bull, who considered himself to be a sort of leader of all the animals, bellowed and tossed his head, getting ready to run towards the meadow at full speed. The goats, sheep, chickens, dogs, cats and cows all looked at him with a mixture of fear and awe. Seeing the black bull, the white stallion took it upon himself as a challenge. No matter how large the bull was, the stallion always considered himself to be the fastest animal on the farm and therefore believed that he should be the leader of all the animals. The stallion neighed loudly and stomped his hoofs till the bull looked at him in irritation. The animals looked from one to the other. They suspected that this bellowing and neighing would soon lead to a fight and a huge ruckus would follow. Some parts of the barn might even get destroyed as a result, and the farmer and his family would be very annoyed. They would probably end up chaining all the animals up. Nobody wanted that to happen, but the bull and the stallion were too busy trying to prove their own superiority to care about the welfare of the whole barn and the other animals. The animals divided into two groups and tried talking sense into the black bull and the white stallion.
"Please don't get into a fight, dear black bull. Oink, 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 oink. We know you are very strong. Oink, oink, oink. You don't need to prove anything,"
said a frightened pig. "Oh, beautiful white stallion, just think what will happen if you get into a fight with a black bull. One of you is sure to get hurt and the farmer and his family will punish us all by chaining us up," pleaded a small rabbit. It hated the idea of being locked up in a cage. It would surely happen if the two mighty animals got into a fight. But the bull and the stallion were too angry to listen to logic. Each of them wanted to prove that they were better than the other. Meanwhile, the wise owl perched quietly on the branch of the tree next to the barn and observed what was happening. When she could finally take it no more, the owl let out a piercing hoot, which made everybody quiet down. She asked the black bull and the white stallion why they were so angry and so ready to fight. The two animals replied that they wanted to prove to everyone that they were the best and therefore most fit to be the leader of all the animals. The owl thought about this for a moment and then replied, "I am going to set a tough challenge for you both. Whichever one of you completes it first will become the leader of all the animals. We will keep an eye on both of you from here. Whichever one of you returns after completing the challenge will become the leader." The black bull and the white stallion nodded in agreement and the animals heaved a sigh of relief. At least there would be no fighting in the barn now. The owl whispered the challenge into the ears of the black bull and the white stallion turn by turn, and they both sped off towards the edge of the meadow where the forest started. The other animals on the farm watched them quietly. They wondered which of the magnificent animals would win the challenge. But they also knew that the forest was a dangerous place. The two animals sped off, glancing towards each other, each equally determined to win the challenge before the other. At first, the stallion was leading. But as the grassy meadow sloped upward, the stallion slowed down and the bull caught up with him. As they both reached the edge of the forest, they both felt nervous but were too proud to accept it. The bull tossed his head and the stallion stomped his foot. And finally, they both entered the forest together. They didn't want to admit it, but each of them felt better knowing that the other one was around. As they walked deeper into the forest, there was very little sunlight that filtered through. The bull put his head close to the ground and squinted to see if he could find the prize. The stallion grew curious and asked the bull what he was searching for. The black bull replied that he had been asked to bring red begonia flowers from the forest. The stallion gasped, saying that he had been asked to bring them back as well. They realized that they were both searching for the same thing, and this just made them angrier and more determined to succeed. They turned away from each other and started searching for the special flowers. However, the bull, which anyway had weak eyesight, was having trouble seeing in such limited light. He knew he could not even see the color red and would have to rely on his sense of smell to identify the flower. The stallion, meanwhile, spotted some red flowers that looked like begonias. However, he had a very poor sense of smell and could not make out if the red flowers were indeed begonia or something else. Both of them arrived close to the cluster of shrubs at the same time and looked at each other. The black bull said that the flowers smell like begonias, while the stallion confirmed that they indeed did look like begonias. The two animals looked at each other in confusion. Neither of them had been able to find the flowers on their own. If they hadn't had each other to confirm what they had seen or smelled, they would not be able to complete the challenge. That's when they realized what the wise old owl was trying to do. They each picked up a clump of flowers in their mouth and trotted back to the farm. This time, they ran together as a team and reached the barn together and lay down the flowers in front of the owl. They then stood near each other and rubbed their shoulders. The owl looked at them and smiled and nodded. She knew that they had learned their lesson of being strong individuals, but being an even stronger team. It was so much better to work together than to work on your own. From that day onwards, there was always a splash of colors to be seen in the happy, cheerful, and peaceful farm. The gray goats, white sheep, colorful chickens, brown dogs, striped cats, and different colored cows all lived together with the white stallion and the black bull in peace and harmony. And the farmer and his family never ever needed to chain or lock them up because they were so perfectly behaved and such great friends. As for the owl, she continued to perch quietly on the tree branch, finally able to sleep peacefully. I hope you enjoyed the story, children, and that you learned a valuable lesson. Just like all the colors come together to form a beautiful rainbow, just like we celebrate Holi with a mixture of the brightest colors. Even in life, we should work together with others, as we can then be stronger and better than when we are alone. I'll be back next time with another new story for you. Until then, be good, be happy, have loads of fun, and bye-bye.